Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Our convention occurs at a moment of crisis.
America is stronger together.
We are going to build a great border wall.
We will not build a wall.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
A country where all our children can dream and those dreams are within reach.
There can be no prosperity without law and order.
For all those who vote for me and for those who don't. For all Americans together.
Well, this presidential campaign is about to see something the country has never seen before. The head-to-head, face-to-face debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. 90 minutes, 2 minutes per question. It's the same format since 1960. The famous debate between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, the one that gave politics its modern truism about the importance of the televised image, right? But a lot has changed in politics and in media since then. And Donald Trump may have a sense that he's in for a confrontation that will be hard to win in the traditional way. Here he was on CNBC yesterday.
I think maybe we should have no moderator. Let Hillary and I sit there and just debate, because I think the system is being rigged, so it's going to be a very unfair debate.
Now, Donald Trump seems to want to throw away the old idea of the political boxing match. This is the octagon, Hillary Clinton in debate terms, the traditional heavyweight, and Trump, a WWE wrestler primed to insult and belittle his opponent. Hey, it's worked for him so far. Why change? James Fallows is here. He's written about the debates since 2000. He's national correspondent for The Atlantic. His latest piece, Who'll Win, is the October issue of The Atlantic at theatlantic.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Todd, thanks very much.
And it's great to have you. All presidential debates are important and have memorable moments, but you've painted a picture of sort of the ultimate political clash here.
I think this one will be different from any that we've had, and not just because it's the first one involving a woman as a candidate for president. That over the years, as you know, these debates are important because it's the only chance to see the two candidates head-to-head and see how they respond in real time to surprises. And usually the things we remember are not the logical words that a person says, but the physical implications. Does someone flinch, as Dan Quayle did when Lloyd Benson said, "You're no Jack Kennedy," or as Jimmy Carter did when Ronald Reagan said, there you go again. In the case of Trump and Clinton, there's never been as extreme in all fronts a contrast as this one, certainly in gender, in experience, in logical style, in rhetorical style, in background, in preparation. So anybody who's not watching this thing on September 26th is making a mistake.
No question about it. Now, you've spent a lot of time talking to experts in emotional telegraphing, television performance, political manipulation, I'll call it, about the style of these two candidates. And right now I'm most interested in Donald Trump because Hillary Clinton is a traditional debater. What have you learned about what he does that's so effective?
I guess what I found myself spending a lot of time, for example, with Jane Goodall, the primatologist and the expert in
we're talking
in the
about chimps later.
Chimps. Yes. And she was saying that the way she understands Donald Trump and his dominance moves on the stage, she said actually, you know, his performance through the Republican primary debate should be understood as essentially a dominance exercise rather than any kind of logical exchange, was by looking at some of the chimps she had known in her work in Africa and the way some of them would make themselves larger and make noise to frighten and intimidate the others. And a lot of Donald Trump's primary performances could be seen as sort of intimidating his rivals. And a related point is that among the reasons to watch this thing, too, is that it'll be the first time in Donald Trump's now 70 years of existence on the earth that he has ever done a head-to-head debate. That all the ones he did so far within the Republican primaries were against large groups of people, and he could sit there and wait for his moment to say low energy Jeb or build a wall or little Marco or something like that. Whereas in this case is going to be minutes to fill about what you're going to do on fiscal policy and how you think about NATO and all the rest. So how he's able to respond to that and the way in which his act that was so effective in the primaries, how it converts to this kind of head-to-head debate, that also will be fascinating.
Now, Hillary Clinton is an experienced debater. Unlike Trump, she's been in many, many head-to-head debates with Barack Obama, with Rick Lazio, running for Senate, running for president. Still, she struggles mightily with what we in the press have a shorthand for, trust and likability, things that can really come through in a debate format.
That is true. And I guess there are two meta points about these debates that all of my high school and college debate teachers would tut at me if I were saying them, but they are the case. Number one, they're never about logic. They are about personality and bearing and who seems like what on that stage and which of them seems more comfortable with himself or herself and therefore comfortable in the eyes of the electorate. The other is the impressions from the debates almost always have to do with sight rather than sound. I mentioned in my article that you really should watch the debates with the sound turned off.
Yes.
If you want to have an idea of who's going to be seen as winning and losing. You won't inform yourself that much, but you'll know who's going to be seen as winning and losing. And given all of that, it actually is the case that Hillary Clinton has done better than you would think in debates than in some other kinds of dealings with the public, because her relative toughness comes across. There's only one or two missteps in her long career in debating she's seen as having made, and you know she's going to prepare for these things, probably to try to match her performance with the Benghazi Commission of Trey Gowdy and all.
Well, you're not going to watch the entire debate with the sound off because you just can't resist the temptation to listen, but do give it a try because subtext is so very important. That's according to James Fallows. He's been writing about these debates for a long time. He has an excellent long read preview in The Atlantic and at theatlantic.com. I urge you to read it, James Fallows. It's been great to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.